survey of 1,000 secondary school students found almost half of children say they are bullied, that cost of living, mental health services and future housing needs are their top three concerns. The Tomorrow Starts With Us Children survey was carried out to mark the 20th anniversary of the Office of the Ombudsman for Children here. The Ombudsman, Niall Muldoon, is with us in our studio. Thank you very much for coming in today. Half of secondary school students, are you surprised by the numbers who say they're being bullied?
Yeah, I think it is still a concern because I think it's something that the Department of Education have been working on a lot. You know, they've got a CONELTIS, which is their action plan for anti-bullying. So I think it just shows that there's more work to be done. And I think it's the children themselves come up with some of the solutions, which one of the things we did, and we want to thank the schools that were involved in helping us with the survey. But the solutions they talked about, it's just they need more robust dealing with it, bullying. They need to acknowledge it, and they want the schools to help educate children to be treated equally and fairly. I think that ties in with the other, one of the other highlights is the sort of levels of discrimination and racism that was also acknowledged.
The top three concerns, as I mentioned, for these students: cost of living, mental health services and future housing needs. School-going teenagers, are you surprised at that?
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I mean, again, listen, when you think about it then, it's been all around us since probably since this, the end of COVID, that cost of living crisis has been everywhere. And we've been constantly arguing with the government that they're treating all of these crises as adult issues, but they're also impacting our children enormously. And when you talk about mental health issues in the middle of that, if you're worried about the cost of living at 12, 14, 16, if you're worried about your future housing when you're going into your leaving cert, and again, we have, as a nation, have pushed our children to think about university and to go on to things, and they're constantly, and you can see it within the details, children are worried about even going to university. They can't afford accommodation. I grew up in the 80s with the worst recession, and we never worried about where we were going to stay. There were always options for rental, for sharing, for house letting.
No, but we were being asked to do essays on unemployment and immigration. There were different concerns.
Correct, different concerns. But at the same time, you now have children who are worried that they will not be able to be accommodated in the future. And that really changed the trajectory of them. It changes the hope that they have. And you can see then when mental health would become an issue for them. And we've always been pushing the government to treat these issues as child rights issues. Cost of living, housing. If you're trying to facilitate housing and you consider it's only about an adult issue and you've 20 people, then three houses will do it. But if you realise they're families and there could be two children with issues, then that changes the solution. And that's what we're looking for the government to do, is look at this from a child rights point of view.
There are some positives in this survey.
Yeah.
Most say they're happy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see. I mean, 71% of our children believe that Ireland is a great country to grow up in and to feel that, to reach their full potential. They use words like class and welcoming and wonderful country. There's also 62% of our children believe that the education system is good or very good. And again, that's a real positive sign. And they're really, you can see from our children that the future is about equality and fairness. You know, when they look for solutions in discrimination and racism, they say, well, we need to be exposed to each other more. We need to be educated about each other's past. And we need to face down racism. And we need to make sure that everything is fair for our children. And that's a children's rights approach. And we need the government to start incorporating the UNCRC so that we can provide that in every aspect of the children's lives.
They don't want the vote.
There seems to be. Again, that's a starting point. It's a discussion we have to have. I know the chair or the CEO of the Electoral Commission is looking at doing a survey on that more specifically.
But extending the vote to 16.
Extending the vote to 16. So at the moment, when you ask that cold, there's a small number looking for it. So that's something interesting. We have to look at that and see if it's lasts. And that's, you know, that's the reality, if that's what they're saying at the moment.
Unsurprisingly, a lot of students raise the issue of too much homework.
Yeah, and again, I think it's time to take that seriously. I think what we've seen, and the Department of Education are moving in the right direction, because I know within primary school they're looking at homework as in a different way now. They're looking at saying homework does not have to be about exercises that you get from school. It could be about a project. You may go meet your grandparent, ask a story. You may go to do something in art. You may learn how to swim. Education and homework within the secondary school level, what they're concerned about is the fact that they could have seven subjects and maybe getting 2 hours homework from each of them at the same time. That's coordination. That's teachers talking to each other. That's realizing there's different ways of doing it. They also talked about the need for continual assessments to take the pressure off those sort of things as well. And they also, again, children are very bright. They recognize that there's different learning styles and the Department of Education haven't catered for them properly. And that would change the homework as well. If you have a different learning style, then there's no point giving me 6 hours of paperwork if my style is different. So they're very, very positive in the way they offer opportunities.
Away from the survey, I read in an interview that you did with the Irish Independent, published this morning, that you believe people who've been accused of domestic violence should be removed from the home while those allegations are investigated.
It's something I've raised over a number of years, is that the consideration needs to be given to the fact that we have children impacted by domestic violence. And we're trying to cater for those children in very, very poor circumstances when they move to refuges. And in the situation where a sexual abuse allegation happens, oftentimes the person who's alleged, without any prejudice, is asked to remove themselves from the home. In that circumstance, that does happen. And I'm just wondering why that isn't happening within a domestic violence situation as well, because what we're looking at is situations where you could have a mother with four kids in a one-bedroom, small refuge with no support, 50 miles away from their schools, their grannies, their friends, their sports club that give the support, whereas in these circumstances, if one person moved out, it changes the whole level of support for those individuals. So I think it's something that needs to be explored, and I believe the Department of Justice are looking at that sort of an option.
Niall Muldoon, Ombudsman for Children, thank you very much for coming into our studio this morning.